We're back live before his team's warming up. Coochie Indian head coach Tim McEwen will be hard-pressed to keep up with his wife's girls' team in this one. He's actually talking to Cameron Richmond right now as the Irish warm up in front of the Coochie bench. Irish in the home white uniforms with the yellow numbers and the green trim. Actually, green and black trim. The Indians in the all red road uniforms with the white numbers and the white trim on the shorts, warming up down to my left. Very similar records. 8-8 are the DeSales boys. 4-4 in the Southeast 2B Conference. The Coochie Indians are 7-9 overall. 4-6 in the Southeast 1B Conference. Only a couple students separate these two teams on the state enrollment figures that DeSales chooses to play up at the 2B level. Basic main difference between 2B and 1B is 8-man football. 1B plays 8-man football, 2B plays 11-man football. But the Coochie Indian girls definitely prove that there's no difference in the quality of basketball at the 1B and 2B levels on the girls' side in the southeast corner of the state, as they were definitely the better team in this, in the girls' contest. The Irish boys, over the weekend, they beat Dayton 56-38. The Indians were splitting a pair of games on the boys' side. They hosted lacrosse with Stuckner Colotus and beat them 55-20, then traveled to Colton on Saturday and lost that ball game 49-36. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineup on 1320 AM KGDC.
It sure seems that everyone is pressed for time. When you're in a hurry, it's nice to know your Walla Walla Farmers Co-op store is close by. Because the C-Store is open 24 hours a day, you've got time. The C-Store offers delicious deli lunch specials for under $5, and they have the coldest drinks in town. Stop by the drive-thru and order your favorite hot or cold espresso in the comfort of your car. You can always count on friendly staff and friendly prices at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op C-Store, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
At the sales, head coach John Lesko called his guys over to the sidelines. Got his starters sitting on the bench. A little different lineup for the Irish boys tonight. Let's look at their starting lineup. Isaiah Standards, a 6'1 junior, will start. Isaiah started probably about half the game so far this year. He is a defensive stopper type of guy. Jackson Kent, the 5'11 senior, will start. I think it's Jackson's first start of the season. Cam Richmond, a 6'0 senior, will start. He's the top scorer for the Irish, has been all season. 26 points in the win over Dayton on Friday night. Zach Leahy, the 6'6 sophomore, runs things from the point guard position. Not a really a natural point guard, but he's very good ball handler, sees the court well, and that's where he's playing right now. And then Dominic Kelgard, a 6'1 senior, will start. Dominic usually comes off the bench. So Kent and Kelgard, a couple of seniors for DeSales, who normally come off the Irish bench, will start in this one, getting them warmed up for senior night, which is Friday against when Waitsburg comes to town. The Indians will start Colter McEwen, the senior brother of Sierra Joe on that girls' team. Coulter is the top statistical player on the boys' team as well. He had 8 points and 6 rebounds against La Crosse Wascuna Colotus. He had 12 points and 10 rebounds in the loss at Western McEwen. Fernando Solis, a 5'9 senior, will start. Locke Butler, a 6-foot sophomore, will start. And James Cate, a 6-foot sophomore, will start. Tell you what, as the football coach, James Cate caught my attention right away. He's 6'1". He's a sophomore. He goes about 240. He played against us in the 2-8 game, and he's a load. And he can play a little bit. He scored 8 against La Crosse with Scott McClotas and 10 at Colton. Tim Weber, 6'1 senior, is a large fellow. He tipped the scales, I would say, at over 300 pounds. So the Indians definitely got some meat inside at the count of the Irish in this one. So the sales, boys will try to get at least one win out of this three-game set. The Irish boys JV were defeated. The Lady Irish were defeated. The Sales boys will start to get back above 500 in this one, in the final game of this double-header broadcast of non-league basketball between the Touche Indians and the DeSales Irish. We'll be back with the opening tip-off on 1320 AM KGDC.
When you do, and 96% of your customers are happy, if your community bank, you figure out how to thrill all the rest. In a recent survey, 96% of our customers said they were either satisfied or very satisfied with their banking experience. We say, that's a great start, but we're not satisfied. We're going to keep working hard every day to help our customers reach their financial dreams. We've done it for nearly 60 years. We're local money, working for local people. Community Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live as they just finished the announcement for the starting lineup. The officials for tonight's game take off their black jackets. From the Blue Mountain Officials Association, Mike Gregg, Brian Richard, and Ron Higgins will call the action. I don't think I ever announced the officials in the girls' game. It was Casey Waddell and David Thompson and... I can't remember who the third person was. I think it was Louie Riley. He also did the JV game. Regardless, part of that game, of course, was Sierra Joe McEwen and the Touche Indian defense. As Sierra Joe scored 33 points for the Indians, and the Indians held the Irish just 22 as a team. Well, Dominic Kilgar, who can really leap, will step into the circle with Locke Butler, a 6-foot sophomore. Ball tipped in the front court for the Irish. Richmond's got it ahead to Leahy, lobs it to the rim, and Leahy lays it in for the Irish. Richmond ran it down the left wing, threw it up near the rim, and Leahy went up high, put it in. Nice athletic play to start the ball game right for the DeSales boys, up 2-0. McEwen, the Cates, the Lock. You got a whistle on the fouls. Lock Butler dumps it down to Fernando Solis. Jackson Kent at 5'11". On Solis at 5'9", fouls him in the corner to Solis. Solis on the drive, puts a running one hander up in the, off the glass, won't go, rebound, Kilgar goes high for it. Now gets it to Leahy. Leahy to Richmond on the right wing. He fires in there, goes up strong, spins it in, lays it in. Cameron came in there hard. He collided somewhat with Tim Weber, the 6'1 senior, who's a very thick fellow. Founder, I would say, at least, and Cameron able to score. There's a steal in transition by Kilgar, and he's fouled at the rim by McEwen. Well, the Irish off to a nice start, up 4-0, and now Kilgar will go to the free throw line. Irish up early, 4-0. Coming out playing very intense basketball. John Lesko's got his guys ready to play here in the first minute. Kilgar's first free throw is good. Very quiet crowd. crowd's probably about 60% of the gym full, maybe 70. Not a bad crowd for a school night. Tucci's brought a good showing from just up the road about 14 miles. Kelgard's second free throw's off the mark. Long rebound McEwen. Colton McEwen sprints the other way. Doesn't have the numbers, so he'll back it out. Richmond on him. Left wing pass goes to Lott Butler. Pass inside. Get a whistle on a foul. They try to get it out of the very physical-looking Cates, James Cates. The foul is on Standard, his first. So they actually picked up a couple fouls here. Way up top, it goes to Cates. Swing it over to Solis. In the right corner to McEwen. Standard on him. Up top to Weber. 16-foot set shot straight away. Out there, won't go. Rebound tipped, I think, by the Sales, but up off the rim. Now the ball's down. Butler and Kelgard after. Boy, the Irish got a break there. They went up, tipped the ball. I'm pretty sure white jersey players were touching it, and it almost went in. Indians going down on the shot clock, or excuse me, the possession arrow after the jump ball. Get inbound to Solis. Kent on Solis. Right wing pass goes to McEwen. McEwen drives baseline, puts up a 50-footer at the air ball. Leahy with the rebound. Leahy in the front court. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Richmond. The official Brian Richards is standing right next to him. Kelgard in the lane to Kent. Kent with a late foot in the lane, won't go. Rebound McEwen. Colter. Heads the other way, slows it down between the circles. Right wing pass goes to Solis. Kent on him, up top to Kate. Swing it over to Weber. Baseline to Colts, to McEwen. Down low to Solis. Solis low, underhand scoop shot. Won't go. Air ball, rebound. Richmond head to Kelgard. He misses the lay-in in transition. Tried to shoot it with the right hand from the left side. 5:53 to go, first quarter. The Irish boys up 5-0. Solis on the left wing with it. Nobody open. Pass up top down to Kate. Both teams playing man-to-man defense. McEwen on the right wing. Weber with it up top. Loses the dribble, gets it back. Kelgard on him inside to Kate. The right-handed hook shot over Leahy, and he gets the soft roll. Nice touch by the 6'1 sophomore, Kate. He gets the Indians' first basket of the game at the 5:23 mark of the first quarter. Irish with the ball leading 5-2. Right elbow pass goes to Kent. He'll take the shot off the iron short. Rebound to Kelgard. He'll chase it down the right corner. Now to Leahy, up top to Richmond. Richmond for three, he's got it. Cameron's got five, the Irish are up 8-2. 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Standard meets McEwen at half court. Colter makes things go for the Indians. Much like his sister Sierra, not quite like her. Nobody's quite like her. 33 points tonight. McEwen misses the shot. Rebound inside by the Indians. We've got a foul on the footpath. And the foul is on Richmond. So the Indians, Richmond. The Indians pounding the offensive floor as Lott Butler, 6 foot sophomore, goes to free throw line. So 23 for the Irish. Cameron Richmond foul, 23 for the Indians. For Lott Butler. Lott, this is the free throw. The Indians will bring in two players. Michael Butler, 6'2 junior. Michael Butler here today. And Leo Garcia, 5'5 junior, checks in. Weber and Solis sit down for the Indians. Kyle. Lott Butler hits the second free throw. Irish up 8-3. Leahy in the front court. Gets it up top now to Sanders. Sanders looking for another nobody open. Up high goes to Kent. Right. Kelgard down low for the lay-in. Dominic came out with three. Kent in the right stride. After Dominic's got three in the first quarter. The Irish up 10-3. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Up top it goes to Mikhail Butler. Gets it to Colby McEwen in the left corner. Now to Mikhail Butler, loses the handle, gets it back. Swing it over to Lott Butler. His shot off the iron, goes straight up, bounces off the top of the backboard, over the back of the backboard. The Indians. And that will turn the ball over to the Indians. And we have timeout by the Indians. And I think Tim McEwen wants to talk to his guys very personally right now. As he meets them out near the top of the key on this 30-second timeout. I'm thinking out to the fan base to hear maybe what he has to say to them. He's getting after them pretty good right now. They're down 10-3 early, halfway through this first quarter. keep on mind. We got a couple things going on this weekend. Of course, obviously, we got a Super Bowl Sunday. But on Saturday, there are two events. The senior class is sponsoring the fundraiser, Jack and Anne Breakfast fundraiser from 8 to 10 a.m. at Applebee's. Tickets are $8. You can buy them from any senior, or you can call the sales office to pick them up. Call the office at 525-3030. Also, Nike Columbus is sponsoring their annual free throw shooting contest at the sale from 9 to noon. Boys and girls ages 9 to 14 are eligible. You can sign up at the door. That's a free event. Doug Venere, the Nike Columbus in charge of that. The Irish bring it into front court. Tradition has a knock away by McKeown, gets it back, now gets it to Kemp. Back to Cameron. Cameron now will back it out between the circles. Irish up 10-3. Richmond lost down low for McKelgar to solo by Watt Butler. Good defense by the Indians. Now to McKeown in the front court. Right corner pass goes to Leo Garcia. Inside, nobody open, trying to get to Kate. McKelgar on him. Swinging around to Watt Butler. In the left corner goes to McKeown. Down low to Kate. Kate powers up on Kelgar. Shot won't go, rebound, but around Sanders got it. Outlet to Lady. Back, surveys the Indian defense. The red-shirted Indian floor. White-shirted Irish on their home floor. Commander with the now gets it to Kelgar, deep on the right wing. Pass over to Richmond. Swing it away by McKeown. McKeown ahead of the back will lay it in. Pass, good defense. Goal for McKeown gets the first Indian and the transition basket, and it's a 10-5 ball game. Good steal by McKeown. So the defense needs to be heated up. Go for Lee. Left off the free over Case. Won't go. Rebound. Kelgar shoots it off the bottom of the backboard. To Stanley. Rebound. Kicks out to Richmond. He'll step into a deep three. That ain't hit it. Irish up. Hammond's got 8 in the quarter. Irish up 13-5. So we're seeing two very offensive-minded players tonight who can fill it up. The original McKeown in the girls' game scored 33. Cameron Richmond has 8 here early in this one. Now we'll lock up the shot. We'll go rebound. Just around Lee. He will chase it down near half court. Richmond hands it off to Sanders. Sanders lays it in. Foul. Nice unselfish play by Cameron Richmond. He easily could have laid that in himself. I thought it was Lee streaking out of there with the ball, but it was Cameron. And Sanders with the basket. The foul on Mikhail Butler. His first check-in. Crowley and Needham's check-in. Needham has been starting the game most of the season, and he gets 3 out off of Sanders' best free throw and scores it. So Cole comes in and scores the bucket right away. Anyway, Cole has started most of the game this year by coming off the bench, and right away he gets the bucket. 7-5 to sail. McKeown in the left corner to Garcia. Garcia up top. Now to Luis Cristiano check-in. His shot won't go. Rebound Lee. Lee, long pass for Coach Needham. Needham throws it in the corner to Richmond. Not sure what was going on there, but Richmond ran it down. Now to Crowley, and he traveled. Crowley mishandled the ball, and then traveled trying to get it under control. 17-5. Sales with the ball. Needham caught that ball in a long pass from Lee. He was close to the basket, and he tried to catch it, and he threw it all the way into the corner. I'm not sure what was going on there, but the Irish end up losing the ball and travel by Crowley. And he's in front of the corner, starts to steal the ball in the corner. Shot clock at 18, down low to Case. Left hand, there's a shot on Needham with the rebound. Needham is fouled by Case, reaching in. Case's first foul, third on the Indians. 1:20 to go, first quarter. 17-5, the sales up by 12 here in the first quarter. Trying to salvage at least one win tonight against the Indians. Boys JV team lost to the CC boys. The girls varsity team was hammered. 54-22. And the Irish boys missed a shot there. Richmond long jumper, long rebound on McKeown. McKeown flips to the floor, gets it to Garcia. Rebound to Preciado. His shot won't go. Rebound Cameron. Cameron off the run and gets it ahead to Crowley. Crowley, a tough right hand shot off the ammo. Go. Beat him with the rebound. Kick out to Richmond. 3 on the way. And he's fouled by McKeown. Running by him and penalized with the foul. That's McKeown's second foul. And that will send Richmond to the line to shoot 3. 8 first quarter points for Cameron. His first trip to the free throw line. On the first 48.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sales boys up 17-5. First free throw is good. 9 first quarter points for Cameron. 9 first quarter points for Cameron Richmond, the 6-foot senior for the Irish. You could buy an apple flapjack breakfast ticket from him if you want. I'm sure he'd sell you one. His second one off the mark. Also Catholic School Week. I mentioned that. The all-school mass is tomorrow at 8:30. As a summer will be there. Kindergarten through seniors will be there. You're welcome to join us. Most certainly. Cameron is the third one. Cameron 10 first quarter points for Cameron. The Irish up 19-5. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Colter McKeown, the 6-foot senior. Walking the ball on court, called 5 out. The Indians seem confused on where to line up. McKeown throws a cross-court pass to Locke. Pass inside for Kate off his fingertips, off of the backboard, and then Richmond racing the other way, tripped up inadvertently by Leo Garcia. Leo never saw him coming. With Cameron racing the other way. So Garcia picks up his first foul. Not a shooting foul. Cool game situation here. 27.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock is off. The Irish inbounding in front court on the sideline from the Indian bench. If they play for one here. Lay hands out the key. They sag way off him. Now standard with it deep on the left wing. Isaiah dribbles to the elbow now off top two. Meet him up between the circles. Now right wing pass goes to Lee. Sizes up McKeown. Pass down low to meet him. Meet him backing in on Gates. Double team kick out for Crowley. Now Richmond's got over 4 seconds. Richmond drives in. Ball strips. He's underneath. Throws up a 2 feet. He's not as a good over. He's traveled. He definitely traveled. He's good. But he's got his underneath the backboard. Just kind of slipped up a little one hand. And one hand. But he's good now because he traveled. Sushi will inbound the ball. The quarter will run out. The Irish boys lead Sushi. The final game of this double-header broadcast, 19-5 after 8 minutes on 1320 AM KGDC.
Coffee Cravings opened Walla Walla's first espresso drive-thru in 1990. 24 years later, Coffee Cravings is still serving the best lattes, mochas, and fajitas in town. Our available drive-thru windows are conveniently located on each side of town at 801 West Poplar and 1615 East Isaac. The tradition of excellence continues on at Coffee Cravings, and our double drive-thru windows at each location makes us not only the best, but the fastest, too. Open weekdays at 5:30 a.m. and weekends at 6:30. Coffee Cravings.
Bizarre's is the place where you can eat pizza that's tasty and delicious. And the house special is the pizza that made Bizarre's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, balls, and some cheese. What is it not?
It's full of mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's been served piping hot. So give it a try. Stop into Bizarre's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream
and cry.
You
boys, where do you go, Wacky?
Mama mia.
Bizarre's finest and Bizarre's home run in Clarkston. Home of the Mama's Boys.
KGDC, Walla Walla.
We're back live for the start of the second quarter. The Irish boys up 19-5. The picture for you, doing a bad job not painting the picture for you. The Irish boys are without one of their seniors, Tyler Jacobson, who normally starts. Tyler has been ill and hasn't been at school the first 2 days of the week. So that's also prompting Heroes to let him go to change up his lineup. Get it down low to Meadham at the start of the second quarter. Baseline shot won't go. Rebound pass around. Meadham is going to end up in the back. Pass on top to Richmond. Step into an open three. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by John Crowley. It's up to sale. Joel Rodriguez, 5-6 reference in the ballgame. Joel got his first varsity look last Friday against Dayton. Air tracking down. 12-9 early in the second quarter. Joel hit a three from the left wing to tie it at 12. And the Irish fan, and Irish players got pretty excited about that and went on to beat Dayton going away 56-38. Joel was our very good player of the game. McKeown misses a baseline shot, rebound, meter, head to Richmond. Nobody back from the Indians. McKeown not pleased right now with the efforts of the Indian boys. Richmond's got 12. The Irish are 21-5. Sushi not getting back. Two Irish players beat them back that time. Garcia McEwen. Can't come back down the front, but chasing it down. Graciano McEwen chasing it down is Garcia. And he strips. Leahy with you. Richmond. Richmond misses the shot. Rebound Medeba. He misses. He gets it back. Rebound again. Rebound Chase. Cole Medeba. And a couple of good looks. A 6'7 junior. Now we're going to whistle and a stoppage of play is Colton McEwen. Some type of an ankle injury issue. So an injury timeout on the floor. 6:31 to go in the first half. Irish up 21-5. And we come back on 1320 AM
KGDC. We've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes. We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes. We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new. We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you. Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese. Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees. It's called the Kellen Rotelli and will only be offered for a while. Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Save me some for the customer.
Mamma mia.
Bizarre's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of the Sales. They wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
KGDC, we're back live after the timeout. The sales up 21-5. Colton McEwen is on the bench. In the ball game, running the show now. Fernando Feliz. This pass followed by Richmond. Richmond will lay it in. Cameron's got 14 points. Both Irish baskets in this quarter. Offensive turnovers in transition. Maybe it is not scored in the quarter. Only 5 points in the game. Right wing pass goes to Preciado. Still on the dribble now. Eight on the baseline. Rises and gets the shot up over Niedemann and gets it to go. Say what? James Cates, 6'1 sophomore, physical. Gets it up and in over the 6'7 Niedemann. Leahy, 5:45 to go in the half. Leahy surveying the floor. Now stop it goes to Crowley. Crowley, Niedemann, Rodriguez, Richmond, and Leahy on the floor. They get to Richmond on the right wing. He hits it over Preciado. So, Sierra Joe McEwen, 33 points in the girls' game for Tucci. Cam Richmond said, I can do that too. The 6-foot senior has 16, but the Irish is 25 points. Pass inside goes to Garcia, gets it to Cape. Cape loses it. That's Leahy. He's got it. 25-7, the sale. Leahy to Niedemann. He puts it up trailing down the lane, and he's fouled. Shot didn't go. Fouls on Luis Preciado, his first. He's six on the Indians. Luis Preciado with foul. Niedemann misses the first free throw. Indians. The Irish will shoot free throws on all defensive fouls. by the Indians in the final 4-21 of the first half. Leahy's first free throw is good. Zach has 3 points. 5 of 9 now from the free throw line. Cameron Richmond gets it to the check back in. And he will have Leahy hit both free throws. Neil come in for Zach. Zach sits down with 4. Cameron comes back in with 16 of the Irish 28 points. Luis Preciado. Five-ten junior drives back to get away from Richmond half court, and Richmond follows him and rips it away from him and heads the other way. Cameron Richmond by steal in the lane. 18 points for the 6 foot senior for the Irish. 4 minutes to go in the half. Irish 30-10. Half point stolen by Rodriguez. Richmond. So Richmond the way it is. So Rodriguez the steal and the assist. The Irish by taking advantage of lazy passes by the Indians. Colter McEwen, their point guard. Is on the bench with a sore ankle. There's another steal. Loose ball. Rodriguez comes out of there with it. Gets it to Richmond. Swing it over to Jacobson. He tries to lob it down to the cover. He tries to save it off the back of the backboard. I have Tyler on my mind. He's been asked for the last couple of days. Probably at home listening. His fellow senior classmate, Jackson Kim, accidentally called him Jacobson. Jackson, Jacobson. There's a long jump shot by number 15 who just came in the ballgame. Now they have him in the program. He played in the JV game, so I should be able to look at the JV roster. Now he's not on the JV roster either. Joseo Preciado. But they said he was wearing number 50, so I don't know who number 15 is. He shot off the backboard, nothing else. And now the other way, Kelgar gets it down low to Sanders. Number 15 knocks the ball away. Looks like a kick to me. No call. Gets it to the front court now to Garcia. Down low first hand. Lock. Butler off his hand and out of bounds. So Tim McEwen, I think he's seen enough of some of his starters. Titus Miller. Is number 15. He's number 11 in the program. He's number 15 on the floor. Rick Pinyagi sitting to my right with the Irish Schilmer. Asked for the sushi safe for who he was. Can't pass that over to Kelgar. That's not blast away. And Dominic went out of bounds. Trying for it. Came back in bounds. Was the first one to touch the ball. You can't do that. 32-10. Right. 32-10. A ragged ball game here. Irish in control by 22 points. Ball goes off. Lost off the split. He chases it down near half court. We've got a whistle and a foul down low. Jackson Kent, about 30-some feet away from where the ball was. Getting physical with Titus Miller, the 5'11 sophomore. So Kent picks up his second foul. Turned down play. Miller, lost Butler with the shot. Won't go rebound. Tipped around. Oh, God, he's got it to Garcia. Over to Butler, or excuse me, Miller. Miller's back. Not quite by Richmond. Richmond is delaying the other way. Miller on the right wing to Weber. Weber's back inside to Garcia. He goes up for the shot. No good, but he's fouled. We'll see if it's on the shot or on the ground. Fouls on one month. White spot. Oh, Joel's wearing number 5 today. Okay. Joel Rodriguez got it. So the foul's on Joel Rodriguez. Not a shooting foul. The Indians are in battle. Long 3 on the way by Garcia. Won't go rebound. Kelgar gets it to Richmond. Cameron checks the coach down left towards the bench. Gets his instructions. Heads it across the timeline with 1:27 to go in the first half. Irish up 32-10. Up top again. To the cutter, Kelgar gets laid in. Dominic Kelgar came off the screen at the elbow. Free look at the basket. Nice pass by Jackson Kent. Irish up 34-10. A couple of blowouts tonight and a couple of games I thought would be a lot closer. There's a lot to left to play in this boys' contest. Lost Butler drives in action as Titus Miller throws it away, trying to get the ball to Miller on the wing. 58.9 seconds to go in the first half. Irish up the box, 34-10. Richmond drives in. Richards come out and hands it off to Rodriguez. Now he gives it off to Standard on the left wing. Baseline to Richmond. He drives in. Set by four shirts. Partially blocked the shot. Felgard picks up the loose ball and lays it in. Dominic got 7. Irish up 36-10. 31 seconds to go in the first half. Titus Miller to Weber up top. Right one pass, hits it, goes right to Garcia in the corner. Up top it goes to Rob Butler. Now to Miller. Keeping it over to Weber on the left wing. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Same tough on Tucci here in the first half. James Andrade gets it to Butler. Safe shot, partially blocked by Richmond. Richmond retreats it. Gets ahead of the defense to Standard. He misses with the left hand. Can't with the rebound. He misses. Felgard with the rebound. He scores and he's fouled. Now the Irish keep attacking the basket, getting a transition basket the hard way. Took them a few tries, but they got it in there. It's foul on Brian Andrade, his first, and Dominic Felgard points. There's 9 first half points. The 6'1 senior got a start tonight. And this is the free throw. Richmond runs out for a long rebound. Cameron will throw it up for 1 second. All the way out of bounds. Hammond, all the way out of bounds. Tucks it up and in. So, Sierra, Joe McEwen in the board drill game. For Hammond, the for the boys. And Arthur Sales in the boys game. We're seeing two great individual performances. Not very competitive ball game. Irish up 41-10 at the half of the boys contest from the sale. You're listening to it on 1320 AM KGC.
The best way to correct behavioral problems and pests is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, if a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to fighting or aggression. This message is brought to you by Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Flint East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
McDonald's Marion Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Marion team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffey, Doug Worth, Sean Worth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Marion Insurance. This team works for you.
Why should you go out of your way to Cucini Italian Imports Deli at 960 Wallula Avenue? Why, indeed. Italian deliciousness. That's why Michelle Marcuselli Kelgar and her family have come from a deliciously long line of the finest Italian cooks in the valley. Cucini's delicious pasta, delicious soups, sandwiches, and house-cured meats are well worth going out of your way for. Italian deliciousness is available daily from 10 to 6. Check them out on Facebook. Cucini Italian Imports and Deli. Delicious.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Senior at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan, funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance to guess with your financial future. Consult professionals. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sales High School in the boys' half of the doubleheader. And the result, similar to the first half of the doubleheader, but much more easy to swallow. The Irish boys up 41-10 at the half. I scored the Indians 19-5 in the first quarter, and actually up that total to 22-5 in the second quarter, and lead at 41-10 at the half. Similar to the girls' game, but not a very pleasant turnout in that one. The Irish scored out for 17-7 in the first quarter and 19-4 in the second quarter. Here, Joe McEwen, the junior for the Indians, finished the game with 33 points. The Irish lose to the Indians 54-22. And always very gracious, win, lose, or draw. The good, the bad, the ugly. Coach Dutton always very gracious on the girls' side of things coming up and visiting with us. half of the boys game. We'll be visiting with him when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
Choosing neutral order countertops for your home? Connor's Mr. Carpet in College Place has been helping Walla Wallans make these important decisions since the 1970s. We have the knowledge and experience to provide you with top quality products for every budget, whether it's carpet or vinyl, hardwood, tile, or laminate, or even solid surface countertops and window blinds. We use finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call 522-0.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? The Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. And whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. The Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue at the shopping center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That is Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This ad was put in the Walla Walla Union Bulletin in 1950 by Dale Gray, Buick GMC. Efficiency in operation, excellence in workmanship, and fairness in pricing of our work is making this one of the most popular automotive repair shops in Walla Walla. Complete automotive repair and a desire to give just the service you want. Hi, Mark Gray, it's from Dale Gray's Inc. Those words are just as true now as they were in 1950. If you do it right, your good reputation supersedes almost everything. Dale Gray's Inc., Buick GMC, Walla Walla.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical saved many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started the family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
KGDC, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the sales of the house. Lady Irish moves this in the group side of things. 54-22, the Irish boys up 41-10. So competition-wise, we're not seeing much tonight, but we have seen some very good individual effort as with Sierra Joe McEwen for the Lady Indians scores 33 points. The Lady Irish shot terribly from the field tonight again. A very good individual player and a supporting cast that helps her out somewhat. Coach Duncan, obviously, not much by right tonight. What do you take away from this ball game?
Well, hopefully nothing. We're in trouble.
We ran into a buzz time.
They played well. Deanna had a great game. And, you know, when that happens, you know, they're awfully good. And we just got to take it to it. And from top down, I mean, you know, we weren't really prepared. You know, it's a non-league game. We were sitting out one of our starters. We came out and played like it. And, you know, part of that's on me, you know. And I told our girls, look, just look yourself in the mirror. Point your finger at yourself. I'm going to do the same thing. And let's move on. Because, and if anybody says, hey, you're going to take some blocks of this and just tell them, you know, they kick our butt. And that's it. And just admit the truth and move on. The Tuesday night, Tom Laker came out without an injury, able to rest Tom Yard. And now you head in still with a chance to finish the league season undefeated. So the next couple of days, what are some things you do to get ready for the weekend?
We're just going to do some things. Work on some things. You know, we kind of walked through some stuff yesterday. We didn't do much yesterday, but we kind of walked through some stuff and kind of ran through, walked through some of our sets. We saw some options that we could use off of each one of them. And we're going to really kind of start solidifying some things that we can run special plays off of those sets. And we're going to work on that and do some team stuff tomorrow. And then Thursday we'll work on our defensive end and make sure we have our game plan in place for Tri-City Grass and get ready for them. We're working on a little bit of a zone defense that, you know, zone look that we might need to use down the road. We're going to try against Sunnyside, see how it works against them, and kind of start fine-tuning things, get ready for the playoffs, and along with the last three games of the year. So to respond to a humbling evening, we talked about this before we went on. I really know if there's been a player of the game nominee, but on the sales roster, And what about Pierre Joe Vacuum? Oh, sure. I mean, I would sure in the heck say you're all mobile up and you can drive your dairy clean. That was worth that. All right. Okay, Coach, great gracious for coming to see you. Good luck this weekend. No problem. Thanks, Mike. Lady Arshad, Coach, for 2 seconds. We talked about it off the air. Today, are you opposed to giving the dairy clean play of the game to an opponent tonight? He said, certainly not. She's deserving. So Pierre Joe McEwen, the Tucci Indian Junior, 33 points. She is a next-level player. We talked about that as well off the air. One of the better players the Lady Irish program has ever faced individually. So Pierre Joe McEwen, our dairy clean player of the game tonight, representing the opponent. The Irish boys up 41-10. We'll be back for halftime of staff and second half action for this boys contest on 1320 AM KGDC.
People make all kinds of mistakes with life insurance. Like having some coverage but not enough to keep your family in the house to work. Or only having life insurance through work when they're losing their job. They want to avoid those mistakes, get an Allstate agent. They can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands?
Your Allstate agent in Walla Walla is Michelle B. Mulligan at 425 West Titan Street. And your Allstate dog is Nellie.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
KGDC, Walla Walla.
They're singing happy birthday across the way, and I finally figured out who it's for. Father Kevin Boylan. He's in town, fresh out of the seminary a few years ago. He spent some time here in Walla Walla and is a favorite of the Catholic School students. And he's here for Catholic School Week. I'm sure he'll be presenting on Vocation Day tomorrow at Assumption during Catholic School Week. All school math at Assumption at 8:30. So happy birthday, Father Kevin. Right away in the second half, and a whistle's blown right away. And good news for Tucci fans, Colton McEwen, who tweaked his ankle a little bit in the first half, did not play the rest of the second quarter, is back and up to start the second half. And not sure what they blew the whistle and reset the shot clock. Oh, they're going to call a foul away from the ball on John Crowley, who started the second half. They lob it into Hutler, but he goes off the ball in the backcourt. Long rebound out to Richmond. He goes up, lays it in, and he's fouled by Case. Case second foul. Cameron Richmond, 25 points. Dominic Kjellgaard has 9. 4 for Zach Leahy. 3 for Cole Needham. 2 for Isaiah Sanders. Only 10 points in the first half for the Indians. 4 for James Case. 3 for Leo Garcia. 2 for Cole for McEwen. 1 for Lott Butler. The Irish 6 out of 11. And now 7 of 12 from the free throw line is Cameron. Up to Cole with 26 points. With the free throw line, the Indians just went up to the free throw line just one time in the first half. They're 1-for-2. Weber, McEwen, Lott, Butler, and Felice, and Chase, the same group that started the game on the floor for the Indians. The Irish change it up a little bit. The Indians get inside to Chase. Chase leads the Indians with 6 points. He's a big 6'1" wide body sophomore. The Irish lose the ball the other way. And the Indians pick up a little ball. 44-12. The Indians in the front court chance to score a couple buckets in a row here. Weber up top to McEwen. Indians working down to my right in front of the two she did. Well, I was thinking about this ball game today, working on my notes. I thought these are going to be two very competitive games. The two Indians are 13-3 on the girls' side. The Irish girls are 13-3 as well. That was a blowout in favor of the Irish Indians. Excuse me. As I battled Tim Weber, the big 6'1 senior, a set shot 3 from the right wing. So the Indians have scored 5 in a row. 44-15 to sail. Crowley to Standard, who's checked it back into the ballgame. For Kjellgaard. Crowley, Miedema, Lady, Standard, and Richmond on the floor for the Irish. Miedema up high with the ball. Shot clock inside Dan. There's a little splat here of the Irish here in the second half. Indians play much better on defense, apparently. To the elbow, the Reds play a three, and if the shot clock buzzer won't go way off the mark, we have a whistle and a rebound. But after the shot, nope, they're not going to call the foul. They're going to say the shot clock violation beat the push foul underneath. So the sale that turns it over. UC's defense, Tim McKeown, has got to be happy with it. The Indians with the ball, forcing the shot clock violation. The Indians with the ball, a 5-0 run. Ownership 44-15. Pass to Kate, back away by Leahy. Save Leahy, Sander, back to Leahy. Back to Leahy. With Kate on the half court. Now deep on the right wing, it goes to McKeown. Excuse me, to Richmond. Richmond, a little pick and roll, gets it to Meadham on Meadham. He puts it up, low block. Rebound to Crowley, his shot blocked. Out of there by McKeown. McKeown, 6-foot senior. The older McKeown, 6-foot senior, went up and just swatted it out of bounds. Inbounds to Richmond, blocked away. Weber comes up here for 2 CD defense. Coming to play here early in the third quarter. Back in a low through there. Quick into Solis and out of bounds. Shelgar is going to check in for Meadham. For the sale, 3 here. Has been outscored 5-3 here. Early in the third quarter. But a commanding point lead. 29-point lead. And there's a push foul. KP pushing on a lady way out front. And that's the third foul of a 6-foot sophomore post type player. This could be a tough matchup for him against Leahy. 6'6", very athletic. He's a point guard. Richmond out high with it. But Kate's is sticking with it. Richmond out high with it. Over to now they swing it over to Sanders for Leahy. 3 on the way. Won't go. He gets around Kate. Gets his own rebound. Drives in, double teamed underneath. They kick it out top of Crowley. Swing it to Richmond. Wide open for 3. Left wing. Got it. Cameron Richmond, all 6 of the Irish points here in the third quarter. 29 points for Cameron. We've seen 2 blowouts and 2 very good individual performances in this ball, in this doubleheader. I think you've listened to it. 29 points for Richmond early in the third quarter. McKeown for 3, won't go. Rebound. Richmond. Cameron for racing out. Corey gets the Crowley on the right wing. Back to Richmond. Pass down low to Sander. Wide open. Sander can't hit it. Level with the rebound. Crowley didn't see Sander. Richmond did. So Crowley kicked it back to Cameron. Cameron zips it down to Isaiah, but Isaiah couldn't finish. Pass out top. Knocked away by Calgar. Calgar ahead of the back. Standing Crowley. Frank Dominick really deep was thinking, I might be able to dunk this. As he thought about that, Colton McKeown raced back, went right underneath Calgar, and that forced him to readjust his footwork, and he ended up traveling. 47-15 to sail, 3:58 to go to the third quarter. McHale Butler is locked. Butler on the floor now. As Weber sits down, McKeown out front, Sander on in, try to get a screen, gets it over to Lock Butler. Watch McKeown, looks to the 3, won't take it. Pass down low to Butler. That's McHale. They say, pass it away, Lock Butler saves it. To Butler, to McKeown, to Kate, down one corner, looks to Solis. Down low to Lock Butler, he loses the handle. The ball out of bounds, and Leahy saves it to Sanders. Nice athletic play by Zach Leahy, and now Richmond will slow it down in the front court right in front of the Irish bench. 47-15 to Sanders. Ragged play, keeping the Butler boys straight. From the Duchenne, down low to Meadham. He powers it up and in. The Bulls got 5 points, the second field goal of the ball game. Irish up 49-15. 3:02 to go, third quarter. There are 2 guys out there right now that I know Coach Lego really wants to start to be able to utilize offensively more. Cole Meadham, the 6'7 junior, and Zach Leahy, the 6'6 sophomore. That's got the height. Leahy has all kinds of athletic ability. Cole's got all kinds of fitness and size. They swing it to Case. He fires a 3. It's short. Won't go. Rebound to Calgar. To Richmond. Richmond's got Meadham on the left wing. Hits him. Cole catches it. Lays it in. So Cole scores 4 in a row. The Irish are up 51-15. So the Indians scored 5 in a row. But the Irish have scored 7 on of their own. It's a lead up to 36 points. Inside the Case. Powers it up and in. Kate leads the Indians with 8 points. Long pass head to Richmond. Pines meet him at the outlaw as it knocked away. Colter human tried to save it goes off of the lead zone out of bounds. Now Juan Montero checks in, and Joel Rodriguez, so two freshmen come in for John Lusco. They get in bounds to meet him, and his shot will go rebound McEwen. Also in the ballgame for the Irish, Jackson and Kent. So Kent, Needham, Kjellgaard, Montero, and Rodriguez on the floor. Left wing pass goes to Lott Butler. Sophomore down to Mikhail Butler. He sinks it in. Down low. Mikhail Butler to Butler. Mikhail, first point of the game. 6'2 junior. Lott, 6'6 sophomore. Montero up high to Kjellgaard. He drives in. Drops some contact. Puts a tough shot up the top of the rim. Case with the ball. Oh, a lot of contact. No call there. On the drive by Kjellgaard. Up court to Kate, with the lipstick from Sancho, lobbing it down low to Butler, going to whiffle on a push foul on the entry glass. That's going to be on Kjellgaard, his first two fouls in the second half. He's playing with two fouls here in the second half. 1:28 to go in a quickly played third quarter. Sales boys in control of this one, non-leaguer. It's 51-19. In the corner goes from McEwen off the inbound. Shot won't go, rebound, but it's around. Kjellgaard and Mieva couldn't get a hold of it, and it goes out of bounds. But they say a Tushy Indian hand came in there and tipped it away from them. 5-6 Montero, 5-6 freshman, bringing in the front court. Keeling on him between the circles. Half of the left elbow to Kjellgaard. Now he's just a top of Keeler. Now to Kent. Let's get inside, meet him, and slot it. 8 feet away, puts the ball on the floor, loses the handle. Snaps it between his legs, trying to save it to somebody to right to McEwen. He races the other way. And too much unselfishness or passing there. He tried to shovel it to Butler, who figures the line. He just shoots the lane, and the ball goes out of bounds off the Indian. Inside a minute to go, third quarter. Meet him up on the left wing. Kate on him. On top, two. Jackson Kent looking inside. Nobody open left wing to Rodriguez. Three on the way. Off the ammo, go. Read on McEwen. Indians have a 3-on-2. Montero and Rodriguez, the fresh on their back face. McEwen flips and draws with a foul, and the foul's going to be on Joel Rodriguez, his second. So Colter McEwen looked at the two defenders and went right through them on the hard dribble and drew the foul. So Colter, he sat most of the second quarter with when he tweaked that ankle. 6 foot senior has just 4 points in the ball game. His first free throw rattles home. Indians' first free throws of the second half. They're now 2 of 3 from the line. 37 and a half seconds left in the third quarter. Sales boys is up by 21 points. 31, excuse me. 51 to 20. Again, second free throw off the mark. Meade with the rebound. Again, Mikhail Butler go to the deck hard. No foul call. They call traveling on the Meade. He has the ball and Butler's arm. Went down, Irish started over. That was kind of an ugly-looking ball. Fortunately, nobody hurt. McEwen into Butler. He goes up strong. He's fouled. Kjellgaard and Needham had a sandwich. Fouls on Needham. A cold saying, man, I thought I got a foul. Now I give up the foul. It's a shooting foul of 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Mikhail Butler, 6'2 junior, will go to the free throw line. So the Indians, after one trip to the line to hold first half, this is their second trip to the quarter. Butler's high spinner off the back iron goes up, flips the top edge of the backboard and drops in. The shooter's touch, a lot of English on that ball. Second one up, and he banks it in. So they want 30, but they both want it in. And McEwen tries to steal the inbound, but he laps away, tries to knock it off of Kjellgaard, but he was out of bounds. Indians continuing to hustle the motor car. They'll show for the court pressure. Rodriguez a freshman with it. Solis on in. He gets it up to Needham. Nice job by Joel Rodriguez with Solis, a 5'9 senior, hounding it. Now Montero's got it between the circles. Butler comes to Needham. It goes to A-5. A little collision with Kate. So Kyle, 15 foot on the baseline, won't go. Rebound gets around. Last touch by Kjellgaard of the sale. 10.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Irish have actually been outscored in the quarter, 12-10. McEwen needs a chance to score the last week, and McEwen will launch it at 3 and won't go. And the ball rolls out of bounds as the horn sounds in the third quarter. Three quarters in the books here in this boys contest. The sale boys up 51. To 22, with 8 minutes left on the 1320 AM KGBC.
Walla Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
You say you're not into veggies, but Bizarre's put you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest,
a bed of crisp greens, olives, tomatoes, and cheese,
and our seasoned roast beef, add salsa, and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Bizarre's for taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will join the ginger tango.
Mamma mia. Bizarre's finest in Bizarre's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
KGDC, Walla Walla.
We're back live, and John Lesko going deep into his sentence. That's luckily in the varsity action tonight has checked in. Match, 5'9 sophomore into the ballgame. The Irish are firmly in control of this one. One of the Irish seniors, Tyler Jacobson, home ill this week. So Patson Buckley gets to put on the varsity uniform. Pass inside, Tim Brown looks up one of somebody's foot. Jackson Kent's got it now. Kent, Montero, Rodriguez, Kjellgaard, and Buckley on the floor for the Irish. Kjellgaard finds Buckley down low. His shot is wide and off the mark. The Indians, 7.5 minutes to go. For the Indians, Weber, McEwen, Rocha, and Garcia, and number 30, they got Preciado in the ballgame. So three guards and two is inside the catch. John won't go rebound. McEwen. Coach Lesko getting his reserves from the quality time here. He's our fourth quarter. Whatever. Shot 3-pointer won't go. He's down with the rebound. I let the Montero eat double dribbles. And Juan wanted to throw it up the sideline to Kim. And decided not to. And then he dropped the ball and picked it back up. Quite a bit of the crowd is left. I'd say about half full now. On the stool right here. Rob Butler gets the ball down low. Back to under Kjellgaard. Short of it. Rob Butler's first field goal of the game. Check that. That's Mikhail Butler. Excuse me. He got six. 51-26. The sale up by 35 points. 25 points. Excuse me. Kent on the left wing hits the shot. Jackson can't get the bucket. 50 from the left elbow. Irish up 53-26. Sales boys will move to 9-8. The Indian boys will fall to 7-10. Sales boys, a tough matchup Friday as Wakeford Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy come to the Irish gym. The Irish beat Wakeford to Cardinals in overtime at Wakeford 57-51. On January 10th, the Cardinals have not lost any of them. They've won five in a row, including beating everybody ahead of them in the standings. Except the Sales, who they'll have a shot at on Friday. Montero at half court got a whistle and a foul call. Well, we had a tie up at half court. We got a timeout on the floor. I'm not sure who's going to have the ball. Maybe back. 6:06 to go in the game, lady. Or excuse me, the Sales boys up 53-26. I'm 1320 AMK.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number is 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, there's been some good plays and some not-so-good plays. There's been some okay announcing and some not-so-good announcing. I have missed, somehow missed, two baskets. On the inbound, they lob it underneath to Mikhail Butler, and he's got 4 points in the quarter at least. The Indians have 28 points. I have been for 26, so I've missed the basket somewhere for the Indians. Somebody has. Either I have or the scorebook has. They get it inside to the Irish. The Jackson Kent, he puts it in, so Kent scored four in a row. 5-28 to stay for the Irish. 55-28 to sail. Pass on the left wing goes to Preciado, and he steps it down low. Pass out of bounds by Montero. Good defense by Juan. Holster McKeown on down there. McKeown and Weber. McHale Butler gets the lob in front of McKeown. He's fouled going up for the shot. Fouls on 41, Max Buckley. His first 5 fouls on the sale. So McHale Butler, 6'3 junior, did not score in the first half, but he has at least 8 points here in the second half, as I just mentioned. I missed the Tucci basket somewhere along the line. Missed up the first free throw. Toes the stripe. Second free throw, high center, off the backboard and in. That's the way he made his second one in his first trip. 55-29. The sales up by 26 points. Joel Rodriguez dribbles on the foul line, hands off to Buckley. They sag way off him. Max will dribble now and give it to Juan Montero on the right wing. Now left wing to Joel Rodriguez, 17 foot on the way out. Down will go. Rebound Buckley. Buckley gets it to Joel Rodriguez. He gets up in the air, dumps it behind him to Kelgard, puts it up and in. Kelgard in. Double figures now with 11 points. Cameron Richmond has been sitting on the bench most of the second half. He scores 6-1 midway through the third quarter. He's got 29 points. I'm sure his evening is finished. Coach Lesko doesn't want to risk an injury to his 6-foot senior in this non-league game. Then decide on the scoreboard. McKeown gets the ball down low, turns on Dick. Jackson Campbell will go rebound Calgary. Out left to Joel Rodriguez. Long pass ahead to Kemp. Kemp will lay it up and in. So Jackson Kemp got 6 1/4. Nice pass up court by Joel Rodriguez. Then inside by McKeown. Up over Kemp. Now will go rebound. Rod Butler and got McHale Butler, Buckley, and Calgary all there. Butler hits the deck. That's going to be a foul on the Butler. His second. Third on the Indians. In the ball game comes a big game for Tate. 6 points off quarter for the Indians. Get the time out on the floor. The sales run down when we come back. Our 30 points, 59-29, with 4:16 to go on 13:20 a.m. KGDC.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect sized units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue, over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Or call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla
Walla. Well, two unusual contests as far as what I thought would happen and what did happen. Not that I'm any kind of an expert, but on paper, both these teams, the girls match up and the boys match up, very similar records. And we've had two wipeouts. The girls game, both teams, 13-3 coming in. The sales was resting. One of their starters, Emily Baumgart. The Indians beat the Lady Irish 54-22. Pierre Joe McKeown with 33 points. In the boys' half, the Irish boys at 8-8. Tucci's boys at 7-9. But the Irish were up 19-5 after 1 quarter. 41-10 at the half, and it's been a blowout. Both halves have been doubleheaders. Good news on the boys' side, bad news on the girls' side. Now we're going to whistle a foul as the Indians steal the inbound and head the other way. That's how. Joel Rodriguez is third foul. And that's 7. Now they stale me 6 fouls on the Irish. Now the inbound, the Indians throw it away. Kelgard, Montero, Rodriguez. Frank Fang is checked into the ballgame. Irish junior, James Junior from China. Junior, Montero gets it into front court against Andrade. Rodriguez, now with a down low to Calgary, he lays it in. Dominic Calgary, 13 points. 16-29, 61-29, 3:35 to go on the ballgame. Leo Garcia with it, Andrade, and off Andrade's hands and out of bounds. Indians turn it over. Kelgard inbound to Mount Carroll. He's off his fingertips. He chases it down in front of Leo Garcia. The Flatfly Junior shadowing Montero. Montero throws a wild pass for Rodriguez and out of bounds. Irish turn it over. Two really challenging games this week. Wakeford Prescott, Jubilee Christian Academy, and a five-game win streak. And then at Tri-City Prep, Tri-City Prep was in first place a couple weeks ago. There's lost their last two league games to fall into second place. Andrade with the shot won't go. Rebound battle, Kelgard and Lott Butler. No, that's not Lott Butler. That's Titus Miller. Kelgard goes foul. Foul's going to be on Kelgard. That is now seven fouls. And Titus Miller goes over the free throw line to shoot the front end of a one-on-one. Number 50, also in the game for Tucci. Number 50, Josue Preciado, a 6'4" sophomore. Miller's free throw is good. So the 5'11 sophomore off the JV roster. It's a free throw. Tucci JV boys pulled away from the Irish JVs late. We won that one. The Lady Indians blew out the Lady Irish in their second game tonight. And the Irish boys will get a win here to close it out. Miller banks in the second one. So for the third straight trip to the line, the Indian reduced their blast to hit their second free throw. Montero gets it down low to Fang. He double teamed, tries to get to Kelgard. Ball loose on the floor. Getting pretty ragged right now. Tough ball is the ball. It'll be Tucci basketball. 2:52 to go. 61-31 to sail. The Irish boys will get back above 509-8. And a modest two-game win streak. They beat Dayton last Friday, 56-38. That Lady Irish loss stopped a seven-game win streak for Tim Duncan's group. Still a chance to regroup, get healthy, and finish at the top for Southeast Tennessee Conference with an undefeated record if they can win at home against Wakeford on senior night Friday and at Tri-City Prep in the Conference on Saturday. I just don't kick out to Andrade. Andrade down low to Preciado. Preciado shot in and out. But he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. The lanky 6'4 sophomore will go to the free throw line with 2:28 to go. Kelgard getting his money worth out there. The 6'1 senior start tonight. Having his best offensive performance as a sales Irish basketball player. I don't think he officially keep track of that, but he's got 13 points. And he hits the first free throw, does Preciado. So Josue Preciado gets the first one. The Indians' third trip to the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They shot well in the second half, 3 of 4 from the third quarter. He misses the second one. Rebound, Frank Fang. Out of Montero. Montero hits it out, goes over and back. He was dribbling right at half court. Leo Garcia, the 5'5 junior, pressured him. Swung back to speed up. He had the ball on front court and then dribbled it on the half court line. That's over and back. And the ball. All the way from front court and into back court. And Preciado underneath. Sean won't go. Rebound Andrade for the Indians. 17-footer left side. Won't go. Rebound Kelgard. Kelgard wants to push it. He's dribbling hard up the right side. That's not his forte. And reaching in and fouling him is Andrade. That's Andrade's second. 2:03 to go in the ballgame. Officials tonight are doing a great job of keeping a ragged game under control. Frank Sang gets it into Montero. Loses the tip to the head to Kelgard. His wild pass out front, not played by Andrade. Frank Sang's got it. He's on the floor, and he's tied up by three Indians. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. Inside 2 minutes to go here on a school night. Get a short post game and get out of here. A Super Bowl weekend coming up. Super Bowl weekend, a couple games on Friday and Saturday night. Should be a fun rest of the week. Irish has the ball tipped away from them near the rim on the inbound. Indians have it the other way. They try to throw it down low to Case over Buckley. Puts it up in any foul. James Case, 6'1 sophomore, gets some double figures. He's got 10 points. Now on Max Buckley. He has two two, that's 9 foul, foul and fail. So State, go to the free throw line. That's the first time he's been there. The 6 on top, or the big physical kick. Goes probably about 240. Takes the free throw. Now Montero, 11 points for the Indians. Now Montero has the stolen guy, Garcia. Now low to Preciado. Puts it up, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up again. Still won't go. But now for the rebound. By Frank Tang comes out there with it. That's slapped away by Tyus Miller. The Indians keep scrapping away, but they were down 41-10 at the half. Cameron Richmond, 23 first half points. And now some of the lights here go off. It felt like the lights went down, but it looked like they're all on. That's kind of odd for some reason. Maybe they just went dim for some reason. They definitely went dim, but all the lights appear to be on. Interesting. Up top, Kjellgaard with it. A minute 8 to go in the ball game. Inside it goes to Rodriguez. Shot is out of the ball. Rebound to Garcia. Now the lights return to their original brightness. Chase the other way. Has a knock away by Kjellgaard. Gets it back up inside of Preciado. Won't go. Rebound Miller. Outside down Andrade on the kick out. Andrade passes. Hello to Preciado. Stolen by Kjellgaard. Yes, it's a troll. Rodriguez. Inside a minute to go. The sales fans have a little bit to cheer about. The Indian fans have a lot to cheer about on the girls' side of the doubleheader. So a couple of blowouts here. When the Southeast 1-2 team is coming down the road from Highway 12, they have to take on the Irish. Frank Fang drives to the baseline shot clock. The buzzer sounds. The Irish can't get the shot off. 61-35. Indians have a chance to score five. Number 26 on the left. And Brody on the left one with it. Now down low to Kate. Kate powers it up and in. 6 points up for 13 points leads the Indians. And scoring. Montero now with 12 seconds to go. Now to Rodriguez. The Irish just run their face off there. The shot makes, or shot is present for them. If they have the opportunity, I guess is what I'm trying to say, they'll take it with their ball. And they're still out the clock and get a split with the Duke Indians on a Tuesday night on later. 61-37. Over that, the back totals and wrap things up here from the sales on 1320 AM KGDC.
McDonald's Marine Insurance provides it for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Marine team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. If Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, John Borth, or Mark Thompson are called today at 525-5730. Located at 25th Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Marine Insurance. This team works for you.
Did you know Walla Walla's average low temperature in January is 29 degrees? I'll bet you're using your heating system day in and day out and have the energy bill to prove it. Stop burning money. Call Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla about a new high-efficiency system from Linux. Until February 13th, you can receive up to $1,700 in rebates on the purchase of a qualifying Linux home comfort system. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 or at comfortrightdayornight.com.
KGDC, Walla Walla. During the break, I thought of something. I'm irritated with myself for not mentioning it all earlier. I have mentioned several times that the Catholic schools we have the all-school mass tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. at a throw chat. Then we have a vocation program to follow. We have a very entertaining, exciting event Wednesday night, tomorrow night here at the sale, the annual talent show. I'll tell you what, it is great entertainment. We've got everything from kindergartners all the way up to one of our custodians who will perform tomorrow night. And you'll see a little bit of everything, and it's an awesome way to celebrate Catholic Schools Week as students at all grade levels and staff members share their talent. But not purchase entertainment like our talent show at any price. So come join us tomorrow night. I think it starts at 6:30. I'm pretty close to right on that one. I know the performers have to be here at 6:15. Well, talent show tomorrow night. Join us. Well, there's a lot of individual talent tonight on the DeSales hardware. The Irish boys just putting it up there with a convincing 61-37 win. They jump on the Indians right away, up 19-5, and after 8 minutes, can keep it going in the second quarter, outscoring the Indians 22-5 in the second stanza. Cameron Richmond, the 6-foot senior for the Irish, 23 first half points. Very pedestrian second half. John Lusco playing a lot of guys. Outscored by the Indians 12-10 in the third quarter and 15-10 in the fourth quarter. But 20 of cushion as the Irish win it by 24 points with 61-37. The Sales boys go to 9-8 on the season. The Indians fall to 7-10 on the season. The Irish boys will play Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy on Friday and travel to Pasco to take on Tri-City Prep Saturday. We'll give you the individual totals and wrap things up. For the Indians, Josue Preciado, 1 point. Bob Butler, 1 point. 2 points for Titus Miller. 3 for Tim Weber. 3 for Leo Garcia. 3 for Tolton McEwen. 9 for Mikhail Butler off the Indian bench. And then the leading scorer of the Indians, James Cates, the 6-month softball coaching player, scored in every quarter, led the Indians with 13 points. For the Irish, John Lusco had a look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different players in the ballgame. Tonight, 2 points for Isaiah Sanders, 4 for Zach Lee, 6 for Jackson Kent, all in the fourth quarter, 17 for Cole Meade, 13 for Dominic Kellegar, the 6-1 senior, scored 9 in the first half, 4 in the fourth quarter, his best offensive performance as a sales player. He got the start tonight as well. And 29 points for Cameron Richmond, 23 in the first half, 6 early in the third quarter. Coach Lusco said you had enough for tonight. The talented senior leads all scorers with 29 points. So Sierra Joe McEwen, Bertucci on the girls' side, coast to coast, 33-point effort, and a 54-22 win over the Lady Irish. She was a very clean player of the game on the girls' side. On the boys' side, I'm going to go with Dominic Kellegar, a career-high 13 points for the senior. He's a very clean player of the game on the boys' side. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Mark. Please patronize all of our great sponsors by joining their businesses. That's the best way to thank them for making these broadcasts possible. Of course, thank you for listening. So until Friday night, we're on the Waitsburg Prescott Cardinals on the girls' side, the Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy Cardinals on the boys' side, come to town for the senior night. The last time the Irish boys and girls will play together on the DeSales court during the regular season. It'll be senior night, Friday night. With that, enjoy the rest of your week. God bless, and we'll send you back to the studios at 1320 AM KGDC.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 1320 AM KGDC. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.